With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. More alleged drug cartel boats have been targeted by the U.S.
The military says three boats accused of smuggling drugs in Latin American waters were hit, killing 11 people. It's one of the deadliest days of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers. Videos posted by Southern Command show the boats either moving or bobbing in the water before the explosions engulf them in flames. People can be seen sitting in two of the small open vessels before they're destroyed. At least 145 people have been killed since the administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in small vessels since early September. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Police shared more information on the shooting that killed two family members, the shooter, and injured three others at a youth hockey event in Rhode Island on Monday.
Police in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, have identified the shooter who opened fire at a youth hockey game Monday afternoon.
The birth name was Robert Dorgan. We have also learned that the person does go by the name of Roberta, also uses a last name of Esposito.
Chief Tina Goncalves credits a spectator with helping to end the tragedy.
A good Samaritan stepped in and interjected in this scene.
Goncalves says the gunman acted alone in what appears to be a targeted event.
It looked like it was a family dispute, and there was one individual that was a family friend.
Audio courtesy WJAR. I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities say six backcountry skiers have been found alive and 10 others are missing after an avalanche in Northern California that occurred during a powerful winter storm moving through the state. Search and rescue crews were dispatched to the Castle Peak area northwest of Lake Tahoe. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 32 points, the Nasdaq rose 31, the S&P advanced 7, oil down to $62.25 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Church of England steps back from the brink, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
In a landmark vote, the bishops have decided not to establish an official church liturgy and blessing for same-sex unions. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been teetering on the brink of a split for years and may continue to do so, but both liberals and conservatives seem to agree that approving blessings for gay marriage would have resulted in immediate schism. The denomination has held a formal debate about the issue for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 15th century statue that once stood outside Milan's iconic Duomo Church has found a new home. The bearded saint with book was recently restored under the Adopt a Statue program, launched in 2020 by the centuries-old institution that oversees the cathedral's conservation. As of this month, it is on display at FNM, an Italian transport company. This is SRN News. The late actor Robert Duvall is remembered.
Duvall won his Academy Award for Best Actor in the 1983 film Tender Mercies, portraying the redemptive journey of a recovering alcoholic country singer, Max Ledge, including a scene of his character's baptism. According to Focus on the Family, Charles Colson named Tender Mercies his 12th film on the list of top 50 every Christian should see. Duvall also played a darker, sinful, charismatic Pentecostal preacher in The Apostle. Of Euless Sonny Dewey, Duvall said, "I don't necessarily agree with the character, but yet I had to portray him accurately and broadly." In 2003, Duvall played Robert E. Lee in Gods and Generals. Christian reviewer Ted Baer praised the Civil War epic, saying, "Prayers are sincere and heartfelt. References to Scripture are constantly invoked." Robert Duvall passed away Sunday peacefully at his Virginia home at age 95. George Williams reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.